.com.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
This Black Friday, start with Lowe's and start early because the first 300 people in every Lowe's store Black Friday morning will have a chance to win a $500 Lowe's gift card and a chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 54. All 300 also get a coupon for $10 off a $50 purchase. Good luck. And remember, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, the official home improvement partner of the NFL. One gift card winner per store, one trip winner across all Lowe's stores. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes entry. Coupon valid on...
It's your morning show host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving weekend. Man, enjoy the turkey, talk a little issues, and watch the football games. But guess what, Rog? We're going to be ready to go Monday morning, 8 a.m., with a lot of issues. And by the way, a brand new month, December. Where's the impeachment hearings going?
I don't think it's going anywhere.
Wow. Some may agree with you. We'll talk more about this. Have a good weekend, everybody. We're thankful for all of you that listen in, and we'll be ready to go Monday morning, Ed and Roger, right here, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio WBOB.
Ready, master control? Ready, switch on.
The following is an encore presentation from WBOB. Temporarily blocks a subpoena looking to obtain President Trump's financial records. The state of Florida is asking an appeals court to uphold a 2011 law that has threatened tough penalties if a city and county officials approve gun regulations. And new numbers show increasing support for President Trump among Black Americans.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
I cannot keep a straight face, and I'll get to all in a few moments. Anna Navarro from CNN.
Uh-huh.
She hates Trump, but she actually made me laugh this morning. We'll get to all this.
She's
in just
the
a
ultimate never-Trumper.
Yeah, the numbers among Emerson and Rasmussen show, and we got the clips that Black support for President Trump has increased. And she says, "Where was this poll taken?" She says the only houses that this poll was taken were the houses of Ben Carson, the two Black chicks who were in spandex, and Simon and Sick. And only a few other conservatives. I mean, it's funny because you got to laugh about this nonsense. The left just can't handle it.
Yeah. Think about it. I'm still wondering, when is she going to come back home? Anna Navarro is a Republican conservative. Unless
no,
you switch
she's
parties.
Not a conservative. She plays the race game. So she's been bought off by the left. Anyway, we'll get into it in a little bit. 5 minutes after. I mean, it's hysterical. I can't keep a straight face this morning. 5 minutes after 6 a.m. Good Tuesday morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good to have everybody here. This is Talk Radio WBOB, the state of Florida, the governor and the attorney general's office, Ashley Moody, is asking an appeals judge to sit back and say, hey, judge, listen, we know what's going on here, that there are cities like Orlando, Miami, and other big cities that want to be able to initiate their own gun control measures. This is all, of course, following what happened in February of 2018 with the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. So many of these elected officials say that they should be able, the state of Florida is not tough enough, they should be able to enact their own gun control measures, background checks, banning assault weapons out there. And the state of Florida and the Attorney General Ashley Moody says, no. The local municipality does not have authority over the state of Florida.
A Leon County judge strikes down a state law, a gun law that is. The major decision now could change gun laws across Florida cities and counties. Now, since the 1980s, Florida has barred local municipalities from passing gun laws that are tougher than the state laws. But 8 years ago, lawmakers took it one step further, forcing local politicians to pay a $5,000 fine if they defied the law. Now, a judge has called that penalization unconstitutional. Governor DeSantis is expected to appeal the decision soon.
Now, it was ABC News, of course. Now, the governor says, no, wait a second. This is the 2011 law that has been upheld. It was passed in the state legislature. Now, many municipalities are not happy with it. A Leon County judge says, no, local municipalities should be able to allow their own gun control measures. This is going to be interesting to see where this goes. Here's the bottom line. If you don't like the rules and regulations that are in place, then you get your own elected official. Mm-hmm. You send them to Tallahassee to totally change the views and the laws that you don't like.
Or get a ballot initiative passed. You know, it's not as easy as it used to be, but that's an option as well.
So when it goes down that way. Black Friday. Roger, are you going to be shopping on Black Friday?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to be hunting on Black Friday. I'm going to be shopping for some deer. To Bankrate.com, here's some, well, some tipping ideas. This is very quick, not tipping, but Black Friday shopping tips on how not to get suckered in, because actually they say Black Friday is technically not the best day to go shopping when it comes to saving money.
Black Friday shopping strategies to follow if you want to take advantage of one of the biggest discount days of the year. Buyers should ignore the hype. Just because it's Black Friday doesn't always mean you're getting the best deal. Say it's a TV you want. Check the price a few months ahead of time so you can see how much an item has been discounted.
So they're saying go back and take a look at some of the areas which you can online with the advertisements. If you can go on Google or whatever, to take a look on some of the advertisements that were advertised over the summertime. In fact, retail analysts will say sometimes you can get a better deal leading right up a few days before Christmas.
In fact, you can also get sometimes better deals right before the Super Bowl as well.
Really?
Yeah, some of the post-Christmas holidays, and that's when they really sell a lot of the newer TVs.
The U.S. Supreme Court says to all of you Democrats out there on these House committees, his tax returns will be placed on hold. From thehill.com.
Supreme Court on Monday granted President Trump's request to temporarily stay a subpoena for his financial records from the House Oversight Committee while the court considers whether to take up his appeal in the case. Trump filed an emergency request on November 15th to the Supreme Court asking the judges to block a subpoena from House Democrats after a lower court said his accounting firm must turn over his financial documents.
According to the reports out there, Roger, it does not look like all of this is going to happen before the impeachment. Democrats were seeking 8 years of financial information from Trump and his business. For what purpose? I'd like to know. By the way, it's not constitutional. And by the way, the poll numbers show nobody cares about it. This goes back to the Wall Street Journal. So the bottom line is that Democrats were looking to obtain this information before the impeachment proceedings or before in a vote. It doesn't look like they're going to get what they want.
Exactly. You know, there's nothing, as you mentioned, that requires it that the president releases financial records to the public. You know, my only concern is why has he dug his heels in so hard? Is he just standing on principle?
They just stand. But why? Well, why not? It's kind of like saying, yeah, "Hey, Roger, I don't like your political views. Mm-hmm. I'm running against you in a campaign. Mm-hmm. So in order to, I can't really beat you at the ballot box. So let me try to sideline here." And you're like, "Well, why do I need to release it? This is just another dig. Beat me on the issues."
Well, everybody in America knows the guy's a billionaire, and everybody knows he probably has the best tax attorneys that take advantage of every loophole out there, and anyone would do it if they had that kind of money.
Some Democrats are saying that the impeachment proceedings, or should we say the impeachment language, of course, will be written up right after the week of Thanksgiving into the first week into December. And now, over the last couple of days, listen to the media. Now it's been focusing on, guess what? Defending Biden here.
Trump allegedly abused his power for private gain by pressuring Ukraine. Abuse of office for Trump's personal gain at the expense of us.
Here's again more of the media montage. The dirt, are you ready for this? That Trump tried to extort, bribe the Ukrainian government to get dirt on the former VP.
We use the security and the international relationships that we are required to have for the security of our country as a bargaining chip.
And of course, the media says that, Joe Biden didn't do anything wrong here.
No proof whatsoever that Joe Biden did anything wrong or that Hunter Biden did anything wrong.
Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked, lots of outlets have looked.
Trump is making a wholly unsubstantiated claim when he alleges corruption by the Bidens. There is no evidence of any wrongdoing.
No evidence of any wrongdoing out there. But according to, guess what? Let's ask Uncle Joe himself.
We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, I said, "Call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Oh, son of a...
But I guess the difference is it wasn't on a political opponent out there. Listen to the USA Today's Susan Page. She says that, believe it or not, their own poll shows that the majority of people wouldn't mind seeing this deal with Burisma. They wouldn't mind even seeing this investigated.
Yes, it's going to hurt him. It's hurting him already, fairly or not. You know, we should start any discussion of this by saying there's no evidence that Joe Biden did anything illegal or anything improper. We had a USA Today Ipsos poll this week that showed that by 2-1, by 42-21%, Americans say it would be legitimate. There are valid reasons to investigate Biden's behavior when it came to Ukraine.
Here's the thing. I wonder, Roger, if this election gets really down to the numbers where they think one may go over the other, I think Democrats will actually bring this up, this whole Burisma thing, or do you think they're going to stay clear of it? Maybe a Warren and Sanders against Biden.
Well, here's the thing. I think the impeachment inquiry and the impeachment proceedings going out after Donald Trump hurts one person, and it's not Donald Trump. It hurts Joe Biden, and I think that's why we have people like Mike Bloomberg and Deval Patrick joining the race.
Yeah, and those guys aren't going anywhere. 831-0600, 12 minutes after 6 a.m., talk radio WBOB.
On I-295 South St. Augustine Road, a bad accident there. Injuries are involved currently. There is slow traffic as you head through that area of town. On Butler Boulevard, 295 and I-10, we currently see no...
The Everglades, previously stretching from Kissimmee to the Florida Keys, home to thousands of species of plants and animals, and an ecosystem found nowhere else on Earth, is half its original size and starved of water. To learn more and to help restore America's Everglades, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network. And in fact, we were one of the first five in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds. In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Are you tired of paying the high price of your health care plan? Then you are going to love MediShare. MediShare is the Christian healthcare sharing ministry where hundreds of thousands of believers across America share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. Over $2 billion have been shared by members, and they can help share yours too. But here's the best part. With MediShare, you'll be amazed at what you save. Up to $500 every month. That's like getting a $6,000 a year pay raise. You can join anytime, so why not call today? A really nice person is there to answer all your questions. Trust me, you're going to wonder why you didn't do it sooner.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. HomeAdvisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
Today we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 72. Tonight mainly clear, only a 1 in 10 chance of rain tonight, 52 the low. Right now it's 44 WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Hill.com reports 43% of voters think the government should spend more on public programs. A Washington Post op-ed calls former President Obama a conservative. And a new survey says families are split on whether they'll talk about politics at the Thanksgiving table this week.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600.
800-800-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
617. Good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. One of my favorite publications out there, thehill.com, presents a lot of news. And we use a lot of it with some of it with, of course, our website, floridadaily.com. And they do it almost mostly every other couple of days, a Hill-Harris X poll out there. And another one was just released where 43% say government should be spending more money on public programs. Jamal Simmons from thehill.com.
This year so far, the government spent $4.5 trillion. Almost two-thirds of that spending goes to funding social programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. These are mandatory spending programs. The interest payments on the national debt consume 10% of the budget. The remaining 30% of the budget goes toward discretionary spending that pays for all federal agencies, the largest being the military. With all of that as a backdrop, we ask, when thinking about social programs like Medicaid, food stamps, Social Security, etc., should the government spend more money on these social programs, less money, or is the current spending on social programs about right?
So how did it come out to be? He even breaks it down which issues people think we should spend more money on. Mm-hmm. He also breaks it down by the ages. And of course, duh, guess which party supported spending more government money?
The plurality of voters, 43%, want to spend more money on programs like Medicaid, food stamps, Social Security, and more. A third say the current spending is about right, and about a quarter say we should spend less on those programs. Let's take a look at some of the crosstabs. 55% of voters, 18 to 34, want to spend more money on.
So it's the younger crowd that wants to spend more money. Now follow this because it shows that the older you get, listen to this now, the older you get, the supporters of older Americans want to spend less money on many of these social programs. And ask yourself why.
Social programs, so do about 40% of 35 to 49 year olds and 50 to 64 year olds. Those 65 years old or more are the least likely to want to spend more money at 36%.
Right.
And by party, 60% of Democrats want to spend more money on social programs versus just 39% of Indies and 27% of GOP voters.
So you look at the majority, you look at a lot of the independents and Republicans, they want to spend less money on social programs. Here's a trivia question. Well, not trivia, but kind of a trick question.
Okay.
I'll let Roger, I think he'll get it right. The majority of young people want to spend more money on government social programs. Why are the numbers down when it comes to those 65 and older that want to spend less money on social programs? If I'm told that a lot of these people are all on Medicare and Social Security and don't cut it, and the only people looking to cut it are Republicans, why do you think older Americans are less supportive of more government spending on social programs?
Because it probably would end up having to rob their retirement income, which is usually fixed, and they would end up losing some of the benefits they get?
No. They're already getting the money.
Okay.
That's a question to you. I have the answer. I want to know what your answer is. 831-0600. Why do you believe older Americans, they say 60 to 65 and over, want to spend less money on government social programs? What is the answer? What is the reason why? 831-0600.
According to a new Washington Post op-ed, former President Barack Obama is actually a conservative. And that's why 2020 Democrats are having such a hard time discussing.
Man, I just about swallowed my tea. Obama's a conservative.
His legacy. David Swerdlick arguing that while Obama embraced left-wing policies, the process through which he governed was actually conservative, saying, quote, he believes fundamentally that the American model works, even if it hasn't been allowed to work for everyone. In recent public comments, the former president's ruffled some feathers on the left, calling out woke activism, far-left purity tests, and cancel culture.
Fox News Tonight, Shannon Brand, that's right, the Washington Post editor David Swerdlick says that President Obama is often misunderstood by both you on the right and, yes, you on the left, even though his critics have said that, well, he adopted too many policies by conservatives out there. Even the author of the article also admits that the Affordable Care Act, the individual mandate, the president named liberal Supreme Court justices, imposing limits on, carbon emissions, anti-discrimination. But they say that Obama really is a conservative. No. You buy into that?
I think he is compared to people like Alexandria Cortez and Elizabeth Warren. But he's extremely liberal, especially on the social issues. I would say that he's probably moderate to conservative on national defense. And that would be the only area I would call them conservative on. But again, you, these new crop of liberals that are so far left, like AOC, you know, maybe compared to them, he is.
Is it a smart strategy to attack the Obama administration?
I watched all night long in disbelief. As nearly every one of them on that stage went after Joe Biden slash Barack Obama. Insanity.
Barack, I just don't fundamentally get the strategy.
Here's some of these individuals out there in the media, Democrats. How could you attack President Obama?
Going after the most popular Democratic president in modern memory.
Back off of Obama and his legacy. There are other ways you can go at Joe Biden without taking out Barack Obama.
I'm wondering why people who want votes from Democrats spent all last night trashing Barack Obama.
In trying to go after the front runner, Joe Biden, they would even sacrifice trying to throw Barack Obama.
So the op-ed, according by the Washington Post out there, that Will Obama, he's certainly less radical than many of his, as Roger points out, many of today's Democrats out there, but they don't like the way Obama approached certain things. Remember?
There is not a black America and a white America and Latino America and Asian America. There's the United States of America.
OMG, he sounds too much like a conservative out there, Roger, because the left is all about identity politics.
Very, very interesting point there.
Here's a trivia question. I'm going to ask the audience.
All right.
If President Obama... What? I know some of you are going to be choking down your coffee and that little McDonald's egg McMuffin you're eating this morning. But if President Obama, I have written some down. If President Obama was somewhat conservative on a couple of issues or whatever, what was he conservative on? In other words, what issues would have made him a moderate as a president now? That's the key point. As president.
All right.
What did he do that might have actually... make him a conservative on a couple of issues. Use your thinking caps. 831-0600-904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
On I-295 South St. Augustine Road, a bad accident there. Injuries involved. Traffic's crawling through the area. 10 as well as 95 and JTB are problem.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer. This Christmas, give the gift of hope. City Rescue Mission is pleased to announce their 5th Annual Difference Makers Banquet will be held on Thursday, February 20th at the Lexington Hotel and Conference Center and will feature the New York Times best-selling author, Charles Martin. Charles Martin is a well-known author of Christian fiction with almost 15 books to his credit. Martin's 2017 novel, The Mountain Between Us, was made into a major motion picture by 20th Century Fox, featuring Kate Winslet and Idris Elba. City Rescue Mission invites you for a night of inspiration and celebration of life transformation, which they see every day at CRM, serving the hungry, homeless, and addicted in our community. Sponsorships, tables, and individual tickets are now on sale and make an excellent Christmas gift. Be sure to reserve your seat for City Rescue Mission's 5th Annual Difference Makers Banquet featuring author Charles Martin today by going to crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org.
Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. You'll get reliable service and installation. And Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. So if you need a new roof, don't wait till the next storm. Call Sears Roofing for a free in-home consultation. Call 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now. 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
A mix of sun and clouds and a high of 72 tonight. Mainly clear. Overnight, the low 52. Right now, 44 here at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Just want to remind everybody, 27, I'm still laughing about that Ana Navarro. We're going to get to that story coming up at the bottom of the half-hour break about the black support for President Trump is actually in the mid-30s. Emerson College and also Rasmussen. Must be fake polls out there. Who knows? All right, we'll get to that in a few moments. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Just want to remind everybody, after the morning show, you can catch the podcast at 9 a.m., the Ed Dean Extra. Just go to WBOB.com, click on the click link where it says Ed Dean Extra, and that'll open it up. You'll hear a lot of things on the podcast you may not always hear on the morning show. And just want to remind you, it is less than 11 days away, or technically 11 days away. December the 7th is our third annual Christmas party. Folks, when I say it is packed, I'm not talking about 50, 70, 100, 200. No, it's going to be busy, but all of you will be treated the same. Depends on how much you put in a paper bag and give to me and Roger. But anyway, I haven't said that. No. It's going to be coming up Saturday night, December the 7th. It is a free event. I pay for everything. I'm paying for all the food. I'm paying for all the dessert. We got cash gift cards. Every year, we make a lot of your Christmases out there a little bit better. We're going to have a great time, but it's for adults only. We're dressing down. You don't need to be dressing up. It's going to be Saturday night, December the 7th. At the Holiday Inn, not the Holiday Inn Express, but the Holiday Inn right there on Nursery Fields Drive. Well, Ed, where is that? Right where Bay Meadows and 295 connect. It's the big Holiday Inn next to the big Jeep dealership. But the only way you can get there is I got to get a big count here, and it's huge right now. Email me, ed@wbob.com. I need names, and I need how many tickets you want. ed@wbob.com, Saturday night, December the 7th. 831-0600. A lot more coming up next. By the way, do you plan to be talking politics? We'll wait till you hear this clip with your family members over Thanksgiving this weekend. Oh, I will be. No, this is Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
1-800-990-6900. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is due back in Washington shortly following his surprise visit to Afghanistan, the commander-in-chief visiting with U.S. troops on Thanksgiving Day, the president also announcing a resumption of peace talks with the Taliban. It was a waterlogged Thanksgiving across parts of Southern California. Torrential rains unleashing flooding across San Diego counties, where there were a number of high water rescues. Today marks the widely recognized start of the Christmas shopping season, and with six fewer days than last year, it will be the shortest season since 2013. It will be a post-Thanksgiving half-day trading session on Wall Street this morning. Right now, stock futures pointing to a lower open, Dow futures down about 60 points, S&P futures off 8 points. More details at SRN News.
Court to uphold a 2011 law that's threatened tough penalties if city and county officials approve gun regulations. New numbers show increasing support for President Trump among black Americans. And the U.S. Supreme Court temporarily blocks a subpoena looking to obtain President Trump's financial records.
contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's kick it off with more news. I'm your very, very humble host, Ed Dean, along with my good friend and co-host, not counterpart. He's my co-host, man. He's my man. All right?
We hang out together after the show sometime.
That's right. We go down to the Red Lobster, which you think is right. I like the Red Lobster. You got to eat fish, right? Rod, you do like the Red Lobster, don't you?
Yeah, seafood's great, man.
I like seafood out there. And it's good, and I like the atmosphere. But anyway, mm-hmm. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, let's continue on with a lot of the news out there. Roger, I like polls. Some people may buy into polls, depending on who you are. I think there's a lot of accuracy in the poll numbers out there. But the black support among President Trump has increased. I thought it was, like, according to the media, 5, 10, maybe 15%. According to Emerson poll, 35% of those in the black community support President Trump. Rasmussen is at 34%. By the way, before I get to the clips here in a moment, I think there's also a barometer. I'm not saying this is the full support of President Trump based on one issue or the other. Maybe it's a multitude of the STEP program. Is it the STEP program? It's helping those that are first-time criminals and those in the black community. The federal prison.
I believe that is what it is.
I'll get to that in a moment. Mm-hmm. But look at Governor Ron DeSantis for a second, endorsed by President Trump. 15% of the black community in Florida supported DeSantis based on the issue of school choice.
Right.
That issue alone, some would say, is what pushed DeSantis over the mark. But again, if you listen to those on the left, like the Al Sharpton and those out there, President Trump has done more harm to the black community. In fact, he's rolled back civil rights for the last 50 years. Since he's been in the White House.
People to prison. As I said before, while many of the Trump administration's initial goals have stalled, the Sessions Justice Department has been racking up almost weekly successes in its attempt to roll back the civil rights advances.
The Sessions Department? He's no longer the AG.
Of the last 8 years, if not the last 50 years.
So where are these people coming from? Well, Martha McCallum, host of The Story on Fox News, did a panel with independents and Democrats and those of the Trump supporters. Here is Angela Stanton King. She is a black Trump supporter. And see whether you agree with her or disagree with her on her views on the reason why she supports President Trump.
I support President Trump for what he's done in action. I mean, we can see a lot of candidates right now saying what they are going to do. And I know what President Trump has done. We've got the lowest black unemployment ever. The historical passing of the First Step Act. The First Step Act thus far has released.
That's what it's called, the First Step Act.
Okay.
All right.
7,000 people from prison. 91% of them have been black. And that is, in fact, overturning Joe Biden's three strikes, you're outlaw and a mandatory minimum. For this issue with the current Democratic candidates as it comes to the black community is that all of them are pushing for poor women of color to have access to abortion. That's all that you hear.
You know, she kind of makes an interesting point that when you look at this, when you listen to those like Cory Booker, even Kamala Harris, even those of the white individuals running for the Democrat presidential primary, tell me what you plan to do to turn around those in the black community. And she's right. I keep hearing about more access to abortions. And remember, it was Elizabeth Warren that came out last week and said that abortion is an economic right and a human right because of what it does to those in the black community. And I'm like, well, wait a second. They can't afford the abortions or they can't afford the child.
Yeah. It's very interestingly, if you go back to 2008, President Obama, you know, was elected to the White House. Conservatives really got it unhinged to a big degree. Why do black people only vote for a black candidate? And I think that one of the legacies really, as it affects the whole country with respect to Obama, black people learned that, you know, it doesn't matter what color you are. You can obtain the highest level of election office in this land right now. We're looking at other things. And then when you get a black guy in office, civil rights changed the definition to mean a guy can follow a lady into a ladies room as long as he identifies as a woman. And that's what civil rights means today.
Since abortion Roe versus Wade has been passed, 46% of the black population has been aborted. Exactly. To me personally, you don't have my best interest in mind. If only thing you're offering me is access to abortion to kill my child before it has a chance to live, and then also free welfare. Black people have been voting Democrat for the past 60 years, and it has done absolutely nothing for us but kept us stagnant on welfare. And now here we are with 46% of the black vote. I mean, the black population being aborted.
A couple of things. First off, I think that those in the gay community don't have anything to talk about civil rights because none of them been lynched. None of them were hung. None of them were beaten up, as we saw. None of them were shot down and killed by members of an idiot organization known as the Ku Klux Klan, by the way, which the FBI classified as a domestic terrorist organization out there.
That was the terrorist wing of the Democratic Party.
Yes, yeah, I agree with you. Yes, that's right. So why do I sound like I'm defending the Dems? I don't, but I'm not. By the way, Joe Biden has got a lot of support. Now, monolithic, I guess that's the word. We're all in accordance to vote for one individual based on the color. Joe Biden is doing tremendously well in South Carolina. Is that because he was the VP under President Obama?
I think that's probably going to, you're talking about the Democratic primary and those who still identify as Democrats, yeah. I think that, having his association with Obama helps him.
So this poll, CNN political commentator Anna Navarra, this is funny. She went on Twitter this past week and mocked the polls that show significant black support for President Trump. She tweeted out, she says, these polls must have only been conducted in the homes of Pitt Carson, Kanye, the black sheriff with that hat. That's the former Wisconsin sheriff out there.
Okay, all right.
And those two cubic zirconium polyester spandex ladies. I guess it's diving and look. I mean, come on. I find the humor in that. I don't agree with her, but that is funny.
She's funny. She needs to come on back home to the Republican Party.
I think she's mad about
two things. One, Trump's immigration issues and maybe some of his statements against women. Any other issue, if you ask her about the issues, not the personalities, she's probably still a Republican.
I've looked at what she said, and I don't consider that much.
All right.
Listen to the National Diversity Coalition CEO, Daryl Scott. Fact is, folks, it's not a Democratic thing. Even the Republicans, he says, this guy likes President Trump, but he says when it comes to election time, the politicians only show up when they need your vote.
But urban blight is a reality throughout America. The politicians show up every 2 to 4 years. They walk through the hood. They shake their head. They promise to come back. But win or lose, they don't come back. And what Donald Trump has done, he's caused America to examine, to address, to acknowledge that this blight, these depressed conditions exist in America.
And Roger will tell you, as an individual who, by the way, I tell this to a lot of people. People are like shocked. When I was going to school taking for communication, I became a reporter. I worked for newsprint and I worked for radio at the same time. I became, I've seen this happen. I see a lot of people, 80% of them become more liberal as news reporters
right. Nationwide.
I became more conservative as a news reporter, and I would used to cover city elections as well. And my biggest question is why aren't both, and Roger will tell you, I'm even very critical of the Republicans, why are they not doing enough to address the support of how to turn around black or even poor white communities, mm-hmm. the blighted communities, by turning them around? For example, when those of the Republican, and by the way, Democrats as well, we're going to spend $500,000 in the black community. You know what they do, Roger?
They set up a park and have basketball tournaments at midnight with black guys.
Yeah. Folks, what do you think midnight, we've had black.
Instead of helping them start a business.
We've had black commentators on this radio show saying that the midnight basketball didn't address the white community. They thought it was racist by Clinton because it was only targeting who plays midnight basketball. Wasn't white guys, it was black guys. That's what they said. But having said that,
Ice Cube.
Was he? But anyway, so what I'm getting at is that instead they want to build a brand new build a brand new school, Rosa Parks, they want to build a brand new park named MLK. And I've always asked, okay, why are we not hooking up with the sheriff's department? Why are we not sitting here talking to other leaders, our school board? Why are we not building businesses on Rosa Parks Drive? Why are we not building businesses next to the MLK park out there as well? And yes, I'm more critical of the Republicans, and I'm not talking about going to an NAACP dinner or Rosa Parks, no. And I'm not even talking about trying to support some of their. You got to have a conversation. So I've always, Roger is a good friend, and if I'm wrong, Roger will tell me I'm wrong, and Roger don't get into it. Mm-hmm. Roger will tell me if I'm wrong. You got to be a missionary in order to attract the vote. It's happening among Latinos. Now, you can mix the Cubans, but Puerto Ricans and those that also as well. We play the clips. A lot of them like the policies of President Trump. Remember, they only supported about 53% for the Democrats last year. That's kind of within the margin of error out there. And I think the Reverend is exactly right. Both sides pay lip service when it comes to this. You've got to be there 24/7. Do not stop. Do not collect. You don't take off on Thanksgiving. You don't even take off on Christmas.
And here's the reason why. Four words. People are not stupid.
Right.
Okay. They know if you're showing up there just to pander and you want their vote during election time. Martin Luther King was a Republican, you know, on election day. However, the rest of the year, he was a communist. You know,
You call him a communist.
Not me. I'm just saying generally what you hear at the grassroots level of the Republican Party. They want to know that you generally care about
associations.
365, 7 days a week, all year long.
That's right.
And they look for authenticity. If you find that, then you've got some friends.
Yeah. And just don't show up. If you're a mayor of a town, just don't show up on Thanksgiving Day handing out free turkeys. If I want to do that, I'll go watch Don King, who I've interviewed, do that before, which is a good thing to do, by the way. All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. I got to take just a quick break. To Jason and all of you on hold, I want to get to your calls. You guys own the floor. 831-0600. Here's a trivia question real quick. The op-ed from the Washington Post as of this past week says that President Obama is a conservative. Well, we don't buy into that, but I have three areas, or maybe four, that if technically you wanted to say Obama was somewhat of a conservative on, what would those issues be? Or give me what an area that you think Obama was a conservative on, if he was a conservative. I'd like to hear your view. Or is it none of the above? 831-0600. Your calls are up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
295 going south. St. Augustine Road, a bad accident now in the clearing stages. The cars involved are in the right emergency lane, and the left lane is also blocked. 95 north at the Martin Luther King Parkway exit. We're looking at another crash.
Are you disabled? Has Social Security denied your claim? The Green Law Firm will fight to get you the benefits you deserve. I'm attorney Jackie Green, and I have been practicing law here in Jacksonville for over 20 years. Call me at the Green Law Firm at 904-900-4778. With an experienced lawyer by your side, I will fight to get you the benefits you deserve. Don't delay. Call today. 904-900-4778. Online at thegreenlawfirmjax.com. When the one who should stand beside you doesn't, we will.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m., it's the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at ViStar Veterans Arena. Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com, goodclearwater.com.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Today we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 72. Tonight mainly clear, 52 the overnight low, right now 44 here at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Washington Post op-ed calls former President Obama a conservative. A new survey says families are split on whether they'll talk politics at the Thanksgiving table this week. And Hill.com reports 43% of voters think the government should spend more on public programs.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
According to a new Washington Post op-ed, former President Barack Obama is actually a conservative. And that's why 2020 Democrats are having such a hard time discussing his legacy. David Swerdlick arguing that while Obama embraced left-wing policies, the process through which he governed was actually conservative.
So before we get to the calls at 831-0600, David Swerdlick is the Washington Post op-ed. Actually, he's the editor. And he says that Obama is a conservative out there. But, of course, he lists all the liberal issues that Obama had done. So pretty much he says, oh, well, you know, that's how he approached it. But then again, he listed all the liberal policies, but out of Barack Obama. So let's have a little fun here this morning. Let's play this game among any other issues we talked about. I've written down maybe three or four during the tenure of the Obama presidency on issues he might have been a conservative on. I'm not going to tell you what they are. I want to know if you know, or could you list maybe one or two, what Obama was a conservative on. If you can get my answers right and you're coming to my party, I'll automatically give you one of my gift cards. And yes, they are good. They're good places, all right? 831-0600-904. 831-0600. Jason, good morning. You got the floor. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, Ed?
Good. Good morning. Thank you for calling.
All right. Good morning, Roger. Hi, good morning to you, too, as well.
Hey, thanks. You, too.
All right. Listen. All right. I'm on my way to work, so I'm going to be brief.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for making you wait. I apologize.
No worries. But listen, the question was why, you know, you're saying that black Americans are beginning to support President Trump. And I think it's because you have to look at his policies. You have to look at what he's done for the country. As an African-American, we were always basically taught that you're both Democratic regardless. And I think that may have been maybe years ago. Maybe that's just the way our parents felt. That's the way we were influenced. And we voted basically our conscience and not who we thought was basically the better candidate. As we get older, we begin to see things for ourselves. And we say, you know what, maybe Republican is not a bad way to go. You know, when you start looking at things for yourself and you can see, well, maybe this is maybe some of the same ideas that I support, and you look past the race card and you look at the individual and you look at his party, and then you say, okay, that's how I'm going to vote. So that's why you see things on the rise, and then you put all of these, you know, maybe training or maybe influences, you put those aside, and then you go ahead and vote your conscience, and then you vote for whatever party you feel best supports how you think.
If Jason, let me ask you this. For years covering a lot of local issues, there were those in the black community, when I cover a city budget or I cover a county budget, those in the black community, everybody wants to, and by the way, everybody does it, okay? They would lobby for money in their own district. They say nobody ever shows us enough attention. Remember, I'm a conservative. I used to sit back and go, I can understand where they're coming from. And I'm not saying that this has happened for years. My thing is if you look at it today, I know everybody is not always the same, but if there's one issue, would you say, despite the economy, give me one or two issues you think, briefly, because I know you got to go to work, that you would think that, I'm not saying black people are pulling up in droves here, I get that, but why do you think they're supporting Trump? Is that because he at least acknowledges it, or is it school choice? What do you think is the reason why the numbers have gone up for President Trump in the black community?
Well, for me personally, financially, I'm been doing better. You know, my 401k is doing better. My investments are doing better. So for me, I look at some of the policies that I feel that he's putting in place has helped me to achieve some of my personal financial goals is probably, for me, the main reason that I support him.
All right. I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, so if under previous administrations, I don't think I was doing this well financially. I don't think, you know, like I said, policy-wise, if that's the reason that I'm voting for Trump, that's the reason.
All right.
Regardless of the party. That's why I switched party.
Jason, I got to run, man. Have a good Thanksgiving, bro.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Here's the thing. Years ago, I was covering a story where those, it was at an NAACP, like an Urban League thing.
Okay.
And I went to go cover it. And a lot of them, I think, man, if I can find the clip, I'll get it. They say that those that are trying, the black people, Latino voters, no longer are voting based on religious views, even though a lot of them are religious. It's no longer the abortion issue. It's no longer the prayer in schools or whatever. It is based on monetary policy, on financial. That whether or not are you making more money, this was right after the Great Recession. How are you doing here? To him, he just proved the point. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're all voting down that route. But if you're doing better, you got to sit back and go, hey, listen, you may not, hey, and I really don't like my supervisor, but I got to tell you something, man. He's running a tight ship, and guess what? My stock's doing better or my four. People look at that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's everybody, but I think that to a lot of voters out there, I think that kind of, they may put that in place.
Yeah, and kudos to the Urban League, for example, in Northeast Florida and Jacksonville. I think it's the first Thursday of every month, they have entrepreneur mentoring training that they have where they teach people. Now, anyone can come regardless of your race, but a lot of black people come there and they learn how to operate their own businesses through the Urban League.
54 minutes after 6 a.m., Talk Radio WBOB.
At I-295 South St. Augustine Road, there has been an accident. There are now cars in the right emergency lane, and we understand the left lane also blocked there. 95 North at the Martin Luther King Parkway exit. We're looking at a crash there. 10, as well as JTB, we currently see no.
The 2019 Toys for Tots Car and Truck Show returns to the WW Ranch, featuring over 200 classic cars, hot rods, and custom trucks. Enjoy live music from Bo and the Burners, great food, and some of the most awesome cars and trucks around. To enter your car, bring a toy valued at $20. And for general admission, just bring a small toy or a canned food donation. The 2019 Toys for Tots Car and Truck Show, December 14th from 10 till 2. At the WW Ranch on Otis Road. For more info, call 463-4372. That's 463-4372.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
A mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 72. Tonight, mainly clear, 52 the low. Right now, 44 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Look how much African-American communities have suffered under Democratic control. To those I say the following. What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump?
that should be my new motto for the radio show. What do you have to lose besides trying something new like Ed and Roger? AT-Dub, what are we going on? 6:58. Coming up next at the top of the hour, new numbers show that most of you may or may not be talking certain hot button political issues across the Thanksgiving kitchen table. Will you or will you not be doing that? A story I wanted to cover yesterday, I plan on covering today. Local state representative Kimberly Daniels, whether or not you can have prayer before the school hour, whether it happens or not, and I don't have a problem if you want to call this a compromise. I kind of like this. Maybe instead there should be a moment of silence for reflection. Or is that too watered down? Hey, it's better than nothing, is it not?
Yeah.
And I'll take something. Maybe I'm a lib because I'm looking to compromise. I don't know. So we'll get on all of that. Also, the Washington Post does an op-ed where they basically call Obama a conservative out there. Also, the U.S. Supreme Court temporarily blocks a subpoena from all of the Democrats out there looking to obtain President Trump's financial records. We've got all this coming up next. 831-0600. Tell me where President Obama was a conservative on. If you can give me some answers, I'll give you some gift cards. Tell me where he was conservative on, if he was a conservative. I got three or four issues you could possibly technically say he might have been a conservative on. What were those issues? 831-0600, 904-831-0600. And Roger, The Morning Show. This is Talk Radio, WBOB.